Oh, yes. We're running this town, this delicious wine Wednesday. We have so much news to share. It's the Vero Insiders!
This is the most packed studio we've ever had.
I know, people are sitting
There's
on laps.
People everywhere.
I get a little surprised, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, it's Wine Wednesday. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, here to talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. And we are inundated with movers and shakers that help make our community a better place to be. And we are sipping on an assortment of delicious things. My partner in crime, Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen in downtown Vero.
In the house on a fabulous Wine Wednesday.
It is a fabulous Wine Wednesday. You brought a fabulous wine to share.
You know, this one is really fun. It's a Dave Finney product bottled under the Oren Swift label, and it's his location series. So he's producing a new wine in several different countries, and this is the Italian one.
And it has just the letter I on it.
Just I. It looks like an island sticker, and it just has an I on it, and it is absolutely delicious. It's in that real rich, very ripe, extracted style that Dave Finney really likes to play around
Sangiovese
with.
Sangiovese grape?
Yes, definitely Sangiovese in there. Lots of it.
Is that available for purchase at your establishment?
Oh, well, but of course.
Of course. And this is the
Everything's for sale,
thing.
Anna.
Everything
except
is
the blue
for
velvet
sale.
Couch.
Right. It's not for or the amazing chandelier.
Exactly.
Not for sale.
Yep.
Not happening.
No, because you were the one that made that happen.
It was the score of the century, everybody.
Good job.
We will
Anna
go into
banana.
Detail later. It will be happening. But of course, let's cover a couple things that are coming up this weekend, because people are going to be able to do a series of events and then go to Blue Star and enjoy live music.
It is season. There's a million things to do.
Tons of things to do.
What are we talking about?
Well, Jay Berklew's here. He brought us a little magic hat to help with our radio magic. It's hoppy, it's cold, it's yummy, and it is available on Saturday for your, what is this, third?
Fourth annual Florida Craft Beer and Wing Festival.
Ah, now that's in Royal Palm Point. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows where that is, right?
It's a great event.
Off Indian River Drive. It's just south of that North Barber Bridge. So you're going to veer right, but there will be no parking. So veer left and go to Park 24 and then get shuttled. That's how we can do this.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good idea.
Yep.
Streamline we always just
it.
Walk over or ride our bikes.
Because you live close.
Well,
I might park
close,
at your
you know,
house and bicycle
like, from
there.
Even if you
there,
lived at Central Beach, you could just walk over the bridge.
You could.
It's not that
unless
far.
You're afraid of heights.
Actually, you can take a shuttle. We've got a pontoon boats running from Riverside Park, bringing people to the festival.
Oh, shut the front door. I'm taking the pontoon boat.
Are you using, which boat ramp are you using? Are you using Memorial Island or Williams Basin?
Memorial Island.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. I heard that rumor last year,
too.
And I went down
That's
there,
great.
And I was like,
"No, actually, we didn't even try it last year. This is the
but
first year."
But there was
year.
A big rumor going around, and I was kind of disappointed because I wanted the boat ride.
Well, that one.
I'll do anything for a boat ride.
The shuttle's free from, but the boat is $5 a head.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's seriously fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
I like it. And then
I'll ride my bike to Riverside Park and then take the shuttle
because she can. Now, let's talk about how many different types of beers that people are going to try for their $30 bracelet.
Well, you can get your $30 bracelet in advance at FloridaCraftBrewAndWingFest.com, or it's $35 at the door. There'll be in excess of 150, closer to 180 different beers you can sample with the bracelet.
Oh.
Now, to come in, you don't have to have a bracelet. It's free entry. If you want to come, have a Coke, water, listen to the bands, have some wings, it's totally free. It's a family event.
Right.
Oh, very nice.
But if you want the tasting bracelet, you can do that. But if you just think you want to drink one or two beers, you don't even have to bother to get a tasting bracelet. You can get an over 21 bracelet, go to the beer trucks, and buy it $5 a glass.
And are you going to have some unusual stuff on that setup?
Oh, yeah. We'll have some unique stuff on that setup, a little more mainstream on the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But through the event, we've got, I think it's up to 7 specialty casts that are just made for the event.
Ooh.
That you will never be able to taste anywhere else.
Is that an exclusive? Is that a Vero Insider exclusive? I think it is.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be corked at different times. And once the cask is gone, the cask is gone.
Oh, very cool.
Got to come and play hard. So it starts at 11.
Starts at 11 to 4:30.
11 to 4:30 Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be one of the celebrity beer pourers in my white glove love tent. It'll be awesome.
That's going to be
fun. Do you know what I'm pouring yet?
No.
Really, well, slacker. Actually,
give me a minute.
That's what we want. Oh, PSJ also sells real estate, if anyone cares.
Mm-hmm. No, he's very good. I see his signs everywhere.
He does have a lot of
he's
good
got a
signs
couple in
he's
my
very strategic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I try.
Yeah, he does. He's good. He's good at what he does.
When he's not swinging beer.
Right. For the Rotary. For the Sunrise Rotary, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Everything that we raise from this event, our Rotary Club underwrites every single part of the event. Every dime goes back into the community. Ah. And last year we raised over $43,000, which all went back into our community.
That's awesome.
That is so fantastic. And so speaking of, not that we're not coming back and tasting more delicious stuff and talking about this Saturday, which is going to be the Beer and Wing Fest, because I need to know how to vote on the wings. But we have two nonprofits in the house that could very well be or have been recipients of the Rotary funds. April is here with us from the Buggy Bunch. Welcome, my dear.
Anna, thank you so much.
Now, we are teaming up for an event Sunday, immediately following Saturday's shindig, and it's two different audiences, I'm thinking, yeah. Based on the fact that we're doing a diaper giveaway.
We are?
Yeah.
Hoping that well, I don't know, the beer could lead to diapers.
You know, they say that if you drink beer, the hops in beer helps
it could be a trickle-down effect.
It's true. I can't make this up.
Something for dad on Saturday, something for mom on Sunday, maybe?
There you go. And we're giving away newborn baby diapers.
We are. We have, the Buggy Bunch has been donated a pallet of diapers, which is a lot of newborn-sized diapers.
Mm-hmm.
So all anybody has to do, if you're pregnant, you know someone who's expecting a baby, they just have to drive up to White Glove.
To White Glove, 2175 45th Street on the intersection of US 1 and 45th, right behind the Cumberland Farms. Mm-hmm. We'll have signs. They just veer around to the back, and they stop. And we get some information, they go to the next stop, and they get some diapers.
Yeah, we're just taking some basic information, and then they'll get their own box of diapers and a goodie bag.
Oh, cool.
Could not be any easier.
Right, and it's complimentary.
Yep, absolutely free.
That is, that's Sunday, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Sunday, it starts at 1 o'clock, and it goes till 4.
1 to 4, so you can come after church or after the shindig and receive complimentary diapers.
Yep.
They're at White Glove. You know, tell us a little bit more about Buggy Bunch, though, and how you help mommies.
The Buggy Bunch just supports moms in Indian River County. It's a great organization. A lot of times moms have babies and they're so excited. Everything's so wonderful. But then they get kind of a little cabin fever.
Sure.
So the Buggy Bunch offers all sorts of activities, free exercise groups, mommy and me classes, just tons of play groups, fun things. We also offer Bible studies and mentoring, just anything you can think of to support moms. That's what we do.
All year round.
All year round. It's free to join. You go to thebuggybunch.com. Easy, sign up, get information, look at our calendar, see what's going on throughout the month.
Oh, yeah. And you guys make impressive floats for our Christmas parade. Aww. White Glove and Buggy Bunch, we team up. So year round, you'll find an array of deer and giant buggies in our White Glove warehouse. It's never boring. It's full of fun and flair.
Never dull moment.
And of course, the Buggy Bunch discount card is a huge $10 investment.
15 this year because it just exploded in size. We have all sorts of great deals.
They're great deals.
Yeah, we've got tabs for buy one, get one at restaurants in town, bowling. There's an oil change on there for free with that $15 card. Then you...
Pays for itself.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. First time you use it, it'll pay for itself. Then you put the card in your wallet or on your keychain, and then you get discounts
everywhere.
Town.
Everywhere. Just look for the Buggy Bunch card. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it might not have a display. Do you still ask them? They're like, oh, yeah, we love Buggy Bunch.
Oh, I ask everyone.
Thank you. I'll take my 10%. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
1 to 4. They don't have to RSVP.
Nope.
There is no money that you have to bring.
Absolutely
you just come
not.
To the White Glove facility. And, of course, come pick up your diapers and tell others about how amazing Buggy Bunch is and how amazing White Glove is.
Absolutely.
I love that. Now, also here as another nonprofit, which I have the pleasure of sitting on the board, we have Daisy Packer of Keep Indian River Beautiful, who is preparing for her big kickoff and awards ceremony following, not this week, but next Thursday.
Yes. Big day.
Big day. You'll be honoring businesses, individuals, civic organizations.
Yep. Youth groups as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have environmental awards that we released to the public. And so we got public nominations for people that they thought were environmental heroes. Mm-hmm. And so we have all of those nominations and we're going to be announcing the winners.
Ah.
We also have the people that we feel have partnered with Keep Indian River Beautiful to do their part. So we'll be doing that as well. And we have an announcement of the Littering is Wrong 2 campaign, which is a national campaign we did locally. We had a lot of fun promoting. People got to think of the things that they thought were just so wrong.
And read us off a few of these. These are pretty funny, I have to admit. This is clever stuff.
So some of the local responses are ketchup on ice cream.
Oh, that is so wrong.
Littering is wrong, too. let's see. Dunking Oreos in water.
What's
Littering
the point?
Littering is wrong, too. For those of you who are from the north, wings with no sauce.
Oh.
Littering is wrong, too. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Do we have a dry rub in your contest on Saturday?
I have no idea.
I'm sure I go for a good dry rub.
I'm I'll sure somebody will come out of 18. Somebody will do it.
Yeah, I would think so.
let's see. Some of the other favorites. Smartphone with no charger.
Oh, that sucks.
See, mm-hmm. Yeah, that really.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I've been in that situation.
So, yeah, we have some fun ones, and you can still vote for the Littering is Wrong 2 campaign, and you can come into our store or find us on Facebook.
Okay.
And vote that way.
And the store's right in the mall next to the Macy's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the event on the 26th is going to be held out at Oak Harbor. And if you play your cards right, Jay, your civic organization could be honored next year. Just saying. I'm a matchmaker while also
she's
being
putting
brilliant
it all together
at what I do outside of this. You see. So with that being said, a couple quick shout outs to our sponsors like Sandridge. Sandridge is such an amazing public golf course. It's an attraction when people come to visit. It's an attraction when people come to move. Hint, hint, clue, clue. And also they are going to be having a big tournament for the Exchange Club on the 28th. So if you want to get involved in a scramble, that's a great way for you to make some new friends. It starts at 7 a.m. Of course it does. I don't understand, but it does. So Sandridge is always helping our community and helping with events like this. And of course,
Great golfing weather.
They had a record Valentine's. You know how many people got gift cards for Valentine's Day? A lot.
A lot of people got golf. I would guess.
The gift of love. It's really what it is.
Golf is a gift of love.
It can be.
Wow.
For the right person.
That's awesome.
It's sort of, I'm thirsty, Jay. I'm so parched over here. In addition, we have Ashima Wild with Republic Services.
She is our favorite little recycler.
And she is our president of Keep Indian River Beautiful.
Yes, she is.
So
she's
we
wonderful.
Keep her very busy. So she'll be there on the 26th, of course. And
yes.
She's the girl to go to if you need a dumpster.
Now, Daisy, how's your first year working out?
Oh, it has been all sorts of fun. We've been working on some new programs and getting everything lined up, trying to bring a fun event called the Recycle Regatta to town.
Ooh, so that sounds like a party.
We might have some more on that soon.
Oh, very good. Well, listen, there's much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back for this weekend. Don't go anywhere.
You stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great bureau scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Leisure Time Boating Club, the oldest and premier boat club on the coast, offers members a hassle-free approach to boating. Located at the beautiful Loggerhead Marina in Grand Harbor, you select the style of boat you'd like for your experience on the day of water and enjoy. Maintaining a boat is expensive, time-consuming, and frustrating. They maintain all the boats so you spend your time on the water. Leisure Time Boat Club. Call today, 539-0051. Part of the ITIX trading community. Your ITIX dollars are welcome.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Deborah Keithley is a licensed massage therapist and a certified touch-balancing animal Bowen practitioner located at 696 8th Court in Vero Beach. Deborah performs the Bowen technique on both humans and animals, including horses. She's also a therapeutic massage practitioner for people. Bowen has been called the single most healing modality. CE, LMT, and basic classes for families and pet owners. Call Deborah Keithley Bowen and Therapeutic Massage, 633-8284, a member of the ITEX trading community or ITEX. Dollars are welcome.
Oh, we're back. Whoop, whoop. Wine Wednesday, the Vero Insider. Your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm just having a blast.
Yeah, you are. It's Wine and Beer Wednesday.
It's Wine and Beer Wednesday.
I should have brought some bourbon and we could have, you know, it would have been a triple play.
No kidding. A
triple threat.
Exactly. Well,
we're going to knock it out of the park. We're going to be featuring some new gin drinks for spring,
yeah,
aren't we, at the Blue Star Bourbon Bar.
Absolutely.
Full cocktails over there.
We have a really cool gin assortment these days.
I was in love with your Motown girls on Friday night. And Michael and I had the best dinner. That was sensational. Those scallops were out of this world.
Yeah. You know, I sold them all. Bruce was all upset.
I mean, baby.
I bought them to sell them. But
right. That's the whole point. That's what
if there was an order or two left over for Sunday, that would have been nice. But they were gone.
They were so spectacular.
It's okay. I'll get more.
The flavors were insane. So who's singing this weekend so that people can go there after the Beer and Wing Fest?
I got Curtis Hill on Friday.
Okay, cool.
And the Jacks on Saturday, which is awesome.
That'll keep up the momentum after leaving the Wing Fest.
They're a great party band.
They are.
Yeah. I've got Alabama Cousins on Thursday, and Wednesday, I believe, is Chris Fenn, I think.
Oh, he's nice.
He's really good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
And then still brunch on Sunday.
That's under review.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because we took this Sunday off because it was Valentine's Day, and my crew all wanted to spend time with their Valentine's since they worked all weekend. You know, because it was very busy and everybody goes out, so they didn't get a chance to go out and do anything.
I remember those days.
And it was so nice to sleep in. Like, I thought, oh my God, this this could be a good thing.
Brunch could be overrated.
Maybe we'll start doing brunch like once a month and have music and have it be, I've always wanted to do a gospel brunch, and I'd really like to do a jazz brunch, and I'd like to do a bluegrass brunch.
Oh, speaking of, those are the kind of bands that will be performing Saturday at the Beer and Wing Fest, is it not, Jay?
Very much so, in addition to reggae band.
Oh, okay.
classic rock.
They always have great bands at the Wing Fest.
And when you say that it's family friendly, so families can go, and if they're not huge into beer, there's going to be other things for them to sample, including a plethora of food.
Plethora of food. We've got 18 food vendors that will be serving up wings in addition to other fare. And in addition to their soft drinks, you know, it's free entry.
And so you said six county officials are judging. Clearly, I'm
City
a little upset.
Yes,
I'm a little
upset. I'm sorry.
Okay. Just making sure you know
it's
this.
It's not a beauty contest. It's a wing contest.
I love wings. Anyhow.
She's from Detroit. She can eat away.
Hello. That's sort of one of my favorite pastimes. It's listed right. It's high ranking. Anyhow, when is the judging going to be happening for the people to know who won the best wings? Because who won last year? Wasn't it Vero Bowl or something like that?
No. Actually,
that was a chili cook-off.
But see, I only do the things I judge. Sorry.
Last year, unfortunately, my internet's down in here. My cheat sheets instead of bringing actual ones.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes it's old school. It pays off.
Old school
pays off.
It's
bring the paper. Like April's massaging her paper. She's very proud of herself.
She's like, I got it.
See how prepared I am, Jay?
But it'll be going on roughly about 1 o'clock, and we'll announce it on the stages about 2:30.
Oh, perfect. So I'll be there for my celebrity pouring. Excellent. I always like congratulating the winners. That's always fun. Okay, so people should come with cash.
Okay. Cash, I will have ATMs as well if they forget enough cash. I can help them out.
Yeah, so there's tons of food, fun, bands. Right. Bands are going to start at 11?
11:30.
So it's music all day. I love music all day. It's really a fun way to spend
nice
it with the
day.
Family. Yeah.
Listen to some music. Have some wings.
Love that. And it's not too hot out right now.
No.
And this weekend's supposed to be great.
It's supposed to be mid-70s and 50-mile-an-hour breeze. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, I can't ask for much more than that. It's beautiful. And then the very next day, we're going to be having our diaper giveaway. And we're pretty excited about it because it's such a generous donation, and Buggy Bunch loves giving back to the mommies of our community.
Do they need to bring their babies with them to get their
diapers?
Oh,
we'd like proof.
No,
I'm kidding.
But we love babies. You can certainly show your baby off if you'd like to.
Oh, that's a good point. 1 to 4, right?
Yes.
1 to 4. And if you aren't yourself pregnant or know of anyone right off the cuff, but you run into them, you can spread the word.
Absolutely.
We encourage this.
Please spread the word. Now, just be sure you know that these are newborn-sized diapers.
Right.
So it's not going to help you if your baby's
tiny
big.
Tiny little tushies.
Yes.
Only
tiny
little
tushies.
For a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They go fast.
Yeah,
it's like,
they do.
Okay, and then in addition, if someone wants the Buggy Bunch discount card, which I'm a firm believer in, I love mine.
Everyone in this county needs to have one, absolutely.
It's only $15, and they can purchase those where and how?
You can get them online at the Buggy Bunch discount card website.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of places in town. Marine Bank has them, Chive, Brain Freeze.
And you can also list your business on there and offer a discount if you don't currently have one
going,
right?
Absolutely. If you don't have a discount listed, you need to get in touch with us.
Great
and let
exposure.
Us know. Yeah, we'll work with you and come up with a great discount.
Oh, I love it. So Foxy Nails, how many of you have been there?
Me.
Love it. Foxy's wonderful.
You wouldn't know it, but
you.
Me.
These days, she's a little busy, Miss Kitty. But Foxy Nails, next to Hallmark in the Fresh Market Plaza, open 7 days a week. It's the only place I go to for my manicures and pedicures. They do a great job.
Thank you.
My toes say love. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, so that's just something. You get free.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you get a free nail art design if you mention the Vero Insider, so that doesn't suck. You're welcome. there's that. And let's see. Pac-Mail Beachside. Did you know that we shipped off like 6 sets of skis last week alone for a bunch of families that are going
that
abroad to get their
idea.
Ski on?
That is so much better than carrying them.
Yes, and it's
the
a
country.
Lot less expensive.
And golf clubs too.
Golf
I
clubs too, my
Those
dear.
Those aren't fun to travel with either.
So I'm just saying, if you are
bicycles.
Planning a trip, we've shipped bicycles. Yeah,
yeah, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So if you're planning that trip and you want, we'll even come to you and pick it up free of charge. That's how cool Pac-Mail is. I know. So best rates around, 6 days a week, free pickup, can't ask for much more, 33 different carriers. We just worked the art show on the island this past weekend as White Glove and Pac Mail. What a tremendous reception. The feedback was great. We had some of that Orchid Island Brewery beer. That
Absolutely.
Was delicious. You're going to be having your VIP party there, right, Jim?
VIP party, they'll be there Friday night, and we're totally sold out.
Mm. Well, he let me in on that one. I don't get to judge, but I get to go for samples. So that's good. That he knows where to really touch my heart. So that's important. Okay. If businesses want to contribute with Keeping the River Beautiful, they want to maybe become a sponsor, they want to help organize a beach cleanup, how do they get in touch with you, Daisy?
We are online at KIRB.org, and we are also in the mall. They can stop by and see us. And then our phone number is 772-226-7738.
And next Wednesday is going to be in the new Designers Row, which is in North Vero, right on US 1. It's going to be a day of design and donation. And so a portion of the proceeds is going to go to Keeping It Beautiful. And then
excited.
The following day is our awards ceremony. So if you're in the process of remodeling or you want some new pops for the home, it's so perfect. So you can give back and make it seamless. Kitty, tell us again what we're going to be expecting this weekend.
Oh, this weekend we've got a Curtis Hill, Mr. Motown, on Friday night. He puts on a great show, does all your Motown classics. Everyone's dancing. It's crazy. And then I've got the Jacks on Saturday night. They're a crowd favorite. They are
for
just
right after Beer and Wing Fest. $35
phenomenal.
At the door.
Yeah, phenomenal band.
$30 in advance.
Yeah, definitely the Wingfest, and then, oh, yeah.
Spend the day. I mean, it's like a day of adventure.
That's my cover charge, not hers.
Right.
We
not
never
hers.
Have a cover
there
charge.
There is no cover at Blue Star.
You walk in the door, and we're here to take care of you.
Is there going to be something special on the menu this weekend?
Oh, you mean like chicken wings?
Oh, snap, she wants the award.
No, we're going to do fried oysters and all kinds of good stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, now see, now Donna's wrapping me up.
She's giving you the onesie.
Visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors because we support you. And until next Wednesday, cheers.
Cheers.
In a dark seesaw, please follow the leader. So Eric B. Weed.